The Gestapo just came in wearing civilian clothing. Police too, and arrested everyone, the proprietor included, without asking any questions, without demanding our IDs. They took us all out, loaded us onto trucks, and drove us to Edstrasse. When they asked if I was gay, I said, no, I'm not. And whether I had friends and acquaintances. Well, yes, but not very good ones. I've not been in Munich for long. I don't have so many friends here. They asked if I knew various people. They mentioned names. No, I don't know him, I said. I saw some wearing dresses, but they had beards. They'd already been in custody a few days. Transvestites who had been arrested somewhere and brought in directly. The Gestapo had no evidence that I was gay. A few days later, we were loaded onto trucks and taken to Dachau concentration camp without any facts having been established. They said there was someone who knew a lot. They conducted searches looking for friends' addresses. Then they called them. But my friends had already removed letters and photos from my room. They had guessed I'd been unlucky because I never stayed out and always went home. Because if I was at a friend's place and we breakfasted together, there was always the danger of a knock at the door and the Gestapo standing there to arrest you. Come with us. They didn't say more than that.
October 26, 1934, Munich, Bavarian Political Police. 2. All police departments, state police officers, district authorities, city commissars, district governments. Subject: Registration of Homosexual Persons. By order of the commander of political police, a list of the names of all persons who have in any way been homosexually active is to be sent to the Special Department of the Secret State Police, Berlin. The lists in duplicate of all persons who have offended or been punished for homosexual activities are to be drawn up according to the following pattern and sent in at the latest by November 25, 1934. Name, date and place of birth, occupation, number of offenses, how often punished. If a person is already officially filed, filing cards in duplicate may also be sent.
October 27, 1934, Munich. Report on the citywide raid on the night of October 20th, 21st, 1934. 1. The Munich Police Department took 39 persons into custody and has transferred them to Dachau. 2. The prisoners in protective custody are being kept on their own in a barrack segregated from the other prisoners. The barrack is brightly illuminated even at night time. A sufficient number of guards at the barrack make sure that the prisoners do not approach each other at night. During the day, they are assigned especially heavy physical labor. There are also plans to shorten their rations, and a certain success is expected from these educational measures. Suggested duration of imprisonment: minimum 3 months for minor cases, up to 6 months for serious cases. 3. Regarding the social class of the prisoners, one cannot help but notice that most belong to the working class. This is surprising, since it is well known that homosexuals in many cases belong to the circles of the so-called intelligentsia.
I had a steady friend who came and ate at my place twice a week. I came home one day and my housekeeper threw herself at me saying we had dangerous visitors. I went in and saw two Gestapo men. They said they were going to search my apartment. I had no idea why, but the news of the arrests in the homosexual bars had alerted me and I'd cleared out everything compromising or salacious. Thank God. So there the two were, searching. Then they said, come with us. It won't take more than 2 hours. The 2 hours turned into almost 4 years concentration camp. A friend of mine, had denounced me. They had arrested and beaten him up terribly, and he had named 10 people, me included, no doubt expecting nothing would happen to us. Because I was a well-known actor, he thought nothing would happen to me. I was taken to a Gestapo commissar. I had to stand the whole time. They didn't let me sit. They yelled at me. They named people. I denied I knew any of them. I was returned to the cellars and heard terrible cries in the night. They kept asking me about the same people. And then I was in a military truck with all the other offenders and SS men among us because we weren't meant to speak to each other. By chance, I sat next to the man who had denounced me and was able to ask him in gestures if it had been him. An affirmative nod told me all. From then I knew. I concentrated on him and went easy on the rest who otherwise could have been dangerous for me. So I admitted about him and they believed me about those I didn't betray. The SS were dumb. We were driven to Dachau concentration camp on a tarpaulin-covered military truck. There were only homosexuals in our barrack and a light burned day and night. I simply never thought something like this could happen to me, someone who had led a decent life and whom nature had made homosexual. We lived respectable lives, we never hurt anyone. We were given old uniforms to wear and a yellow band around the left leg with an A on it. No one explained the A, but we knew what it meant, ass fucker. The band was sewn onto the pants they gave us. Later, we had to wear a pink triangle sewn onto our clothes to distinguish us. Even our fellow prisoners in the concentration camps despised us.